We passed the Maplewood Country Club with its three-tiered driving range and empty parking lot. I feel like vomiting. I tell typewriter to take a right into the next driveway. I see the shed where we kept the riding lawnmower. We go down the little hill, and the house is a giant white number with wood shingles. I remember the bats that would come out at 5 o'clock every night of the summer. We park facing the three-car garage. To my right is an area of grass where my father would set up a miniature soccer net, and we practiced, him telling me to keep my ankle locked. Strike with the laces. I know they'll be dead. I get out of the car. It's humid, hot. I leave the rifle and shotgun, slipping the pistol into my pants. The others get out too. Typewriter tells me I don't have to do this. KK says the same thing. She touches my back. I tell them I do. I test the garage door. It's locked. I lead them around the garage to the side of the house into the fenced-in kennel for our long-dead retriever. I get down on all fours and push open the swinging dog door. I listen for movement, then climb through. I'm in a seldom-used storage room, filled with Christmas decorations, and I hold the door for the other three, and we're all there, and I don't want to keep going, to see them dead, like maybe it's better not to venture inside, to pretend they're okay, making things work, in love and together. The key is under the clay flower pot. I put it in the lock. Then we're inside the mud room, and there's a stale smell, and I know it will only get worse with each foot traveled. And I'm thinking about the nights I'd hide in the mud room with the dog, sleep with her on her red pillow of a bed. Then we're in the hall, and the smell is worse. My framed artwork lines the white walls, a still life in watercolor from the third grade, a castle in crayon from kindergarten. And I peek into the family room, with its paisley couches and flat-screen TV, and more of my artwork. I climb the stairs. Nobody talks. Upstairs, it's rotting meat and family pictures. Me as a toddler on a beach in Florida. A family Christmas card with my giant head and a red sweater. Me as a baby in a diaper. An ice cream cone in my hand, my chest streaked with gooey mess. KK's crying. I just keep walking. I stare at my parents' wedding photo. My mom has very short hair, the longest strands only a few inches, and her face is pressed into my father's, his 70s afro, his nostrils wide. KK gasps, probably seeing the resemblance, and I'm walking down the red carpeted hall, and it's like I've never really seen these pictures, never understood they were the happiest moments of our lives. Maybe these pictures were a reminder for my parents that I was still worth the fight. The smell is horrific. I'm crying. I turn left at the end of the hall, and the carpet switches color to blue. And I'm remembering every morning when I sprinted from my bed to theirs, how sometimes they'd be awake, other times asleep. And I'd jump into the middle of their queen-size bed, and they'd each wrap an arm around me. How safe I felt. KK asks if I want her to go in and check. I shake my head.